So moving on, the staff would like to present agenda paper 18 on the due process steps and the permission to begin the balloting process for the goodwill and impairment project. The board has in its June 2019 meeting reached a set of preliminary views that we would like to include in the next consultation document. The paper discussed the following issues. First, whether the board should issue an exposure draft on selected items in the project alongside with a discussion paper. Second, whether the board is satisfied that it has complied with the due process requirements necessary for the publication of a discussion paper. Third, the appropriate comment period for the consultation document. And fourth, the possible title for the discussion paper. So on the first issue, the board had in its July 2018 meeting tentatively decided to publish a discussion paper as the next consultation document for this research project. However, in that meeting, the board noted that that decision did not preclude it from publishing an exposure draft on selected items in the project, such as improving the calculation of the value in use. The staff has analyzed the pros and cons of this approach in paragraphs 12 and 13, and for reasons highlighted in paragraph 13 of this paper, would recommend publishing only a discussion paper for this project. The question for the board is whether the board will agree with the staff recommendation to publish a discussion paper as the next stage in this research project and not publish an exposure draft on selected items in this project.
Nick.
Thank you. I mean, given this project originally came out of the PIR, which started a number of years ago, and we know that a number of stakeholders continue to be frustrated by a variety of aspects of the project, of the standard, I'd originally hoped this would be an exposure draft, but now, I mean, where we've got to, I accept that this has to be a discussion paper. I can't see any other way forward, particularly given last month's discussion at the board. I did take the opportunity where we got to in the project to review the comment letters again to the PIR, I think 94 comment letters altogether. And what I noticed out of that is more than half the comment letters reflected frustrations about the treatment of acquired intangibles, which you won't be surprised for me to mention, and actually less than half about the impairment test as it happened. So I'd just like to confirm again that there'll be a question in the discussion paper, because you talk about selected items in your question on the issue of acquired intangibles. I know we don't have any board proposals, but my understanding is still a stakeholder concern.
So staff haven't actually developed a final list of questions yet, because there are a number of topics, as we sort of explained in the paper, there are a number of topics that will be included in a discussion paper, but one of those topics will be intangible assets, because it is something that the board has considered during the course of the research project. In particular, the board considered whether to subsume some intangible assets within goodwill. So it's intended that there is a section on intangible assets, and that will, whilst we haven't yet determined exactly what questions we're going to ask, that will at least give stakeholders an opportunity to provide feedback on areas that the board may have decided not to pursue any further, but potentially some stakeholders may feel that they would like the board to pursue, so that would give them the chance to provide that feedback.
Gary. I guess I could support where you're going, just one document, but the two items I recall, value and use and post-tax rates, I think as a group we're pretty convinced they easily could be isolated and gone separately. And I note the staff's recommendations, why not, and well, you wouldn't want to do that in 13, and whereas I do agree with them, my preference would still be to go out in the exposure draft. We've been working this for a long time, and there's, if you're on the other side of these questions, sort of operator, audit, I mean, you've got no value out of anything that's been done so far. Here's some small improvements, I think, that could be separated. They're not central to the main issues, I don't believe, something we'd do quicker. and to go put them into a DP when I think we're already past that stage isn't particularly helpful either. So I would prefer we separate the two that could be separated and put them out as two documents at the same time, or even in one document subject them such that these ones we think are in pretty good shape, value and use, we go to a final standard as opposed to an ED at that point in time. So just trying to look, how can you get some benefit into the streets sooner than the DP process is going to imply?
Mary?
I support the staff recommendation to do a DP and only a DP rather than a hybrid DP-ED. I understand, and while I have sympathy with Gary's desire to get some final product out of this as soon as possible, I think we spent a lot of time this morning with the SME standard talking about change management and how frequently we change. And I think at least until we have a better idea of what, if any, other changes we're going to make, we shouldn't piecemeal this. But the something that I think is a very important messaging with DP, which we've said, but I want to make sure we capture, is even though we're going with a DP, it's not the start of what do you think the best answer to this question is, as if we were starting the whole project all over again. It's a, in light of all the research we've done in our findings, do you think it's necessary to make change, and to remind people that they should be responding to the question as in the context of do you think it's necessary to make a change, as opposed to we're starting from clean sheet of paper and ground zero again with this question of what is the optimal accounting?
So should we vote on that particular question?
Okay. So on the next issue relating to the deal process, paragraphs 15 to 19 provides an overview of the deal process steps taken today for this research project. Appendix A to this paper summarizes the deal process steps taken based on the requirements in the deal process handbook. And Appendix B to this paper provides a list of public meeting of the board and its consultative groups during which this project has been discussed. As noted in paragraph 22, the staff think that the board has complied with all the applicable deal process steps for the publication of a discussion paper. Paragraphs 20 and 21 sets out the staff analysis of the appropriate time frame for the comment period of the consultation document. Questions for the board are included after paragraphs 21 and 22. We would like to ask the board if it is satisfied that it has complied with all the applicable due process steps for the publication of a discussion paper, and whether the board permits the staff to begin the writing process for the discussion paper. And we would also like to ask the board to confirm the appropriate time period for the comment period for this discussion paper.
Well, to the second, to the third question in the paper that we have satisfied everything, I think we have. And in terms of what comment period, I think largely based on your reasoning and also given people expectation that when we issue a discussion paper, the comment period would be 180 days, I would recommend 180 days.
Thank you, Host. With regard to the comment period, I'm thinking that because if we suppose that the discussion paper will be issued at the end of this year, so normally for many jurisdictions, the preparers, auditors will be very busy earlier, several months earlier years, because such as in China, the first four months of the year, those preparers and auditors were busy in their preparing their annual report or auditing annual report. So in order to seek the feedback efficiently or effectively, I would like to prefer that giving a longer comment period. And also, I suppose that our discussion paper will be a big document. And in some jurisdictions, they do need to translate this document into different languages. So in order to give them more time, I think it's better, because maybe extend 1 or 2 months, it will be helpful for us to seek more high quality comments.
Sue?
I also think a 180-day comment period probably makes sense. I think that there's sort of a, even though it's not in the due process handbook, which I'd forgotten, I think that people sort of expect 6 months for discussion papers in a way, based on past recent history. And also I think people have some level of consciousness about how long we've had to think about things versus how long we give them. And given the length of the of our deliberations, I think it's fair to give them a decent amount of time to really stop and think about how they want to respond. So I'd support 180 days.
Rika?
I would agree with a longer comment period, like 180 days. And also, I would like to take this opportunity to touch upon the 2 points. And first, I appreciate the staff's effort to make this project as it is today. I'm not echoed what Mr. Ochi, my predecessor, said. It's my own word. I appreciate your service. And also, second, I actually have a lot to say in connection with this project, but today I just want to share my observation as an accounting professional, why I think it is the right moment for us to solicit the public comment in connection with the subsequent measurement of goodwill. That is, it was frequently said that there has been no significant conceptual development in connection with this project, but I think we have the significant changes in the business environment we currently face. And what is that is, most companies in the world face rapid and significant changes in their environment, like political business models and everything they need to consider to be changed. In addition to that, they also continue to change and evolve to be sustainable and successful. So under that condition, this matter should be considered by all stakeholders in the market to tackle with the existing and also future challenges we are going to face. Thank you.
Thank you, Rika. Tom?
Yeah, I'm strongly in favor of 180 days. We have been a long time on this. And there's multiple things in this project. People aren't just looking at one thing. We're asking them to look at least 3 major areas. And in particular, improved disclosures. We're not sure of the exact answer. I would expect we'll get some useful advice. The amortization impairment, my understanding was we were putting out a balance thing because the world's divided and a lot of people are looking at it, including FASB, so there may be something new. We can't assume there won't be. I think Nick made a point, we may want to think about including the intangibles of the reasonable question. And so I think we really want 180 days after all this time. I would hate to get poor feedback because we lopped 2 months off.
Okay, 180 days it will be?
14.
Oh, yes. Question 3. Do we think we have complied with all due process steps?
14.
Okay. And then you want us to come up with a nice title.
Yeah. So on the last...
Oh, permission to ballot. Yeah, okay. Huh? Permission to ballot.
Permission to ballot.
Okay.
Tom? Yep. Thank you.
Okay, so on the last issue relating to the title of the discussion paper, given the preliminary views that the board has reached in its June meeting, with significant proposal focusing on enhancing disclosure requirements, the staff think that the title of the project, Goodwill and Impairment, may not be fully representative of the content that the board is proposing to include in the discussion paper anymore. So in order to avoid potential confusion, the staff proposed developing an alternative title for the discussion paper during the pre-ballot draft. The staff will recommend any comments that board members may have.
Well, why don't you first have a go at it? We'll talk about that later.
That's a heads up. When a mystery document comes your way, it might be this one.
All right, thank you very much.
This isn't included.
Are we ready to proceed with management commentary?